At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Welcome on into another edition of Love of the Stars. Zach Wolchuk alongside the Super Bowl winning scout, Brian Broaddus. Thank you so much for making us part of your day. We love having everybody with the mailbag questions and anybody giving us any feedback and interaction. We wouldn't be doing this without you. So happy to just make Cowboys content entertaining and try and impart some wisdom on you as well. So, Brian, we did get unfortunate news, and we've covered this on, I'm sure, all of your platforms and on our show on the G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. But unfortunately, Kevontae Turpin did get arrested over the holiday weekend. It was a couple of misdemeanors. He had a weapon, a gun in the back seat. He was going 97 and a 70, and he also had marijuana. And Kevontae Turpin's a guy that he's got a history of this. I mean, there's a reason he went undrafted at a TCU, had to go through the UFL, make himself back into the NFL. I mean, he's got a history, unfortunately, with some poor decisions. And I think, if anything, this would be just, you know, it probably disrupts some trust with him and the organization. But I don't think overall we're probably going to have any type of, you know, suspensions or maybe a fine at worst from the NFL. I mean, Rashee Rice isn't going to get any type of, slap, basically a slap on the wrist, nothing from the NFL in terms of a major suspension. So I don't know your thoughts on the Kevontae Turpin situation, but certainly that was unfortunate headline news over the weekend.
Yeah, the word unfortunate is absolutely right in this case. You're trying to get to, training camp here in the next couple of weeks. And, the Cowboys had kind of been able to manage that part of it. Unfortunately for Turpin, he's carrying a gun, he's carrying marijuana, he's going over the speed limit, he gets pulled over, probably not thinking he's going to get pulled over or anything like that, but here we are. The thing that I think you need to worry about the most, and I talked to some people in the front office about this, with Roger Goodell, you don't know. There's certain things that kind of fall under, well, does this deserve a game? Is this two games? Is this no games? You mentioned Rice and the situation. A lot of times the league wants to believe that the justice system will handle these things, but you just never know. And like I say, when I asked somebody in the front office about it, I said, "Yeah, what do you expect?" And they said, "We don't know." And that's the thing that it was not a definite. Now we're good. This was just, it's handled. Everything's fine. But you just don't want to put yourself in this situation as a player. You don't want to put yourself in the situation as a team. You're right about a couple of different platforms I've been on talking about it. I was on the phone call when Dwayne Goodridge, ran into the Good Samaritans and, trying to help a stranded motorist on the highway, and it resulted in a fatality. And that's the call. You don't want any calls like that. You don't want any calls where a loss of life or anything like that, especially when somebody who is a part of your organization is involved in this. And so these are the difficult times that you try and get the team to training camp. You hope for the best. These guys do live lives. Some of them are rock stars. Some of them are not. And, they have the, whether it's for the, for the firearms, for the cars, for whatever, that kind of lifestyle. We all kind of want to maybe be the lifestyle of a Micah Parsons, where you're going to Tokyo and kind of seeing the world, that kind of thing. But it's just unfortunate, and it's something the Cowboys are going to have to deal with. And then this is going to hang over them until the commissioner's office makes a determination whether it is a suspension is warranted or that things are going to be okay.
It is an interesting point where you don't know what Roger Goodell's going to do.
You don't know. And you don't know.
You don't. And could he end up, when it's the Cowboys, I feel like his point of view is, I can use this as, this is a statement, right? When it's the Cowboys and it's the brand. And I mean, hey, if another team's kick returner gets pulled over and arrested, I don't know that it's, Sports Center headlines like it is with the Cowboys. Certainly when the star is involved, it is. So does Roger Goodell view that as a time to maybe make a statement But I guess we'll wait and see what happens with that between now and the beginning of the season. But hopefully, you know, no suspension, and Kevontae Turpin can learn from this, and we can put this, you know, and as a learning and growing experience for him.
It's unfortunate because, again, the players put himself in that situation. Now you've put your fate in the league office's hands. We've seen what happens when you put your fate in the league's hands. We go back to Ezekiel Elliott and that whole ordeal where there are hearings, there are injunctions, there's, you know, all these legal ramifications. It's not that severe, but again, you're putting your future in the hands of the people there in New York City. And let's not act like that Turpin, it's not like it's your 53rd player, your 52nd player. This guy is a prominent player that looks to be part of your offense this year. We saw it in the practice that I got to watch there at, you know, right before the mini camp ended. It's just he was in the backfield. They're handing him the ball. The best punt and kick return is a weapon. And if all of a sudden you're playing a game and the commission decides week one against Philadelphia that he's suspended for a game, you know, then you lose one of your big weapons, you know, and that affects. So, like I say, it's kind of a pins and needles situation for the Cowboys. It doesn't sound severe. It's misdemeanors, but a gun's involved. You know, those kinds of things that the league looks at and goes, listen, we can't have our players riding around with guns, even though in some states gun laws are different. And in this state, the state of Texas, it's clearly much different than any other, you know, and I hope I'm not speaking out of legal terms there, but there's some really strict gun laws around the country. Texas seems to have a little bit more of a lax one when it comes to that. So, but the league might view this as like the marijuana, not a problem. The gun, a problem.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, it's Texas. And I know a lot of people have different opinions when it comes to gun laws, but in the state of Texas, a lot of people are carrying, and I don't want to belittle anything that happened here with Kevontae Turpin at all. He needs to know better. And especially somebody that's had troubles with the law previously, you just got paid, you're an all pro player, everything you said, the impact that he could possibly have on this team. This is the fear this time of year, right? You can't hold players' hands when they go off and do their own thing. They're adults. But this is, as a front office, you're like, man, just make good decisions. And unfortunately, this was not one for Kevontae Turpin. One other thing I wanted to get to with you, Brian, before we get into a couple of mailbag segments. You had a lot of great questions, and I love being able to answer the questions along with you this time of year. But pretty cool, we had both of our buddies, Nick Harris of the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, and then Joe Hoyt, who's back with the Dallas Morning News, doing excellent work there, previously of DLLS with our buddy Jeff Cavanaugh and company. But Tyron Smith has started his own offensive line camp, former Cowboys offensive tackle, recently retired, hopefully future Hall of Famer with his teammate Zach Martin. But in Las Vegas, he put together his first annual Big and Beautiful Summit for Offensive Linemen, and he's been working with Tyler Guyton as well. So Tyron Smith's been trying to do some different stuff when it comes to maybe a unique way of improving the offensive line. They worked on UFC grappling techniques with fighters. They attended UFC 317, worked on blocking technique. They shared tips and tricks they've learned from their different paths and different coaches. Access to recovery lounges as well, both physical and mental recovery. Tyler Guyton might be one of the best or the most important X factors for this team's success this year. So any way that Tyler Guyton's trying to improve, hey, I'm championing this cause, Brian. Let's go, baby. I love the fact that he's working with Tyron Smith here.
Yeah, no, it's funny. Tyron Smith seems like the last guy that I would have ventured as a coach or, you know, that kind of very quiet.
Man a few words,
very quiet, you know, having the opportunity to be around him, to get to know him. Yeah, it's just a very very easygoing guy and stuff. So good for him. When you start to talk about the UFC stuff, when I was with DallasCowboys.com, we flew to Las Vegas as a group to go and visit with the UFC people. So we had two major brands getting together and talking about ideas and sharing ideas and getting to tour their facility. It was incredible. and all the things that you mentioned that they could provide. You know, I am not a big UFC fight fan like yourself, but to get to tour that and see that operation was very impressive. How they have it set up for the training aspects, the nutritional aspects, the healthcare aspects, all these things kind of come into play. So, yeah, but what is offensive line play? It's balance, it's leverage, it's hand placement, it's being able to play with leverage. You know, yeah, there's some punching in the face and all those things, but it seems like a very good marriage, if you want to say, how UFC techniques might be part of what we see going on in the future of the National Football League. And good for Tyron to be involved with that. And I will also echo your statements of anything to help Tyler Guyton become a better offensive lineman.
Yes.
I'm all for that as well.
Yes. I mean, we've talked about it plenty. The kid's got talent, just raw, just needs to play. And any type of wisdom that Tyron Smith can give him. I mean, the punch that Tyron was talking about in this article, that's important. The balance that you're able to gain from some of these UFC techniques as well. Hey, I can't wait to get some eyes on Tyler Guyton when we get out there to Oxnard. And hey, man, you're going to be flying out the 21st or maybe even earlier. I think the 21st will be the first day that we're out there as a station.
Yeah. 21st, we're leaving that Monday, and then we'll be broadcasting Tuesday morning. So yeah, right off the jump. And then you guys join me a few days later. So it should be a very interesting camp. There's so many questions that and I'm sure the mailbag will have a few of them. I was trying this past weekend over the 4th, trying to kind of get an idea what scheme things you might see from the Cowboys. Is this going to be a gap scheme team? Is it going to be a team that's outside zone? How, you know, and I had a guy tell me, listen, we've got gap scheme blockers. We've got gap scheme runners. Does that mean it's all going to be all gap scheme stuff? No, but he goes, that's kind of where we need to be thinking right now. And as they learn these players, and I think a lot of it told you when they drafted Tyler Booker, what they really, really thought. There was several of these, and not that Tyler Booker is not a good athlete and not can play in space. It's just not more of his style. His style is that take a step, guy in your gap, get a body on and push and get upfield. You know, it's not about, you know, we were all kind of a buzz phrase for when, you know, Clayton Adams was signed on as a coach and the OC was the pin and pull stuff. You know, we've seen it at Arizona. We've seen a lot of the outside stuff. The great thing about Arizona is they're able to adapt wherever they are in the game, whether it's Connor or, the quarterback. You know, wherever they can, you know, however they need to adapt, they're able to do that. So, you know, that's where Dallas needs to show some flexibility as well. Are you able to adapt as the game's going on? I'm really looking forward to, and Vach Lombardi and I had this conversation last night on the Doing All Right, is that we're looking forward to seeing how hands-on Clayton Adams is.
Yeah.
You know, with Riley as a line coach name. But in fact, if we get to Oxnard and also we're watching drills and Clayton Adams is in fact your offensive line coach and is working with the drill, I don't need Clayton Adams to be walk around guy. I need Clayton Adams to be right there with Tyler Guyton and Cooper Beebe and Tyler Booker. And I need him right there with those guys. So that's one of the things I'm really excited about is that going to be the case? Is he the offensive line coach the offensive coordinator in title, but he's your actual during games, Riley upstairs telling him what he's seeing, and then Adams on the field making the adjustments with the line on the bench. If that's the case, I will be super excited about the prospects of this offensive line. If he's a walk around guy and all, and not really involved, I'll have my little bit of my questions. Nothing against Coach Riley and what he could do coming from the college ranks.
Sure.
But I think in that first year, I need a stamp. I need you to put a stamp on what we're going to be and let Coach Riley look at the situation. Look how you're coaching. Okay, I'm gonna take the inside three. You take the tackles. And then we come together and we work that way. But very, very, very important for this Cowboys team this year is this offensive line and the offensive line coaches, and how are they able to teach what they need for their players to have success.
No question, and PFF just had him as the 23rd ranked offensive line heading into 2025. And hey, you can take that with a grain of salt, right? We've talked about PFF and some of the metrics and the way they do for grading. I know Duke Manyweather certainly had thoughts about that in the latest piece that was shared with Garrett Podell. But man, I think that's really low. I think this offensive line is going to be the reason why this team surprises people. I'm so excited about those three in the middle and the power that they're going to be able to play with. And everything you said there echoes the sentiments that really Clayton Adams and Connor Riley told us on day three of the draft when we got to chat with them. I loved what Clayton Adams was saying, where, you know, we're not going to necessarily force anything. We are going to play whatever scheme our players are best suited for, and we'll adjust to them. Whereas we've seen plenty of times coaches are kind of stuck in their ways. They can be stubborn and no, you're going to adjust to my way of doing things. I love the coaches that can come in here. They can be adaptable, flexible. Let me put my players in the best position to succeed. And it does sound like, at least as of right now, this staff is saying all the right things as we get into training camp when it comes to that purpose of coaching.
Absolutely.
All right, you are listening to the Love of the Star podcast. The Love of the Star is an Odyssey podcast. You can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.